MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
High political drama overnight as the Johannesburg home of the parliamentary speaker Noziviwe Mapisa-Nqakula was raided. The National Prosecuting Authority's investigating directorate conducted the raid. The speaker has welcomed the raid at her house in Bruma in Johannesburg. That is just east of the city by the National Prosecuting Authority, but as we've mentioned, is sticking to her guns that she was innocent. Let's pick up the story now as far as implication is concerned, and listening to that conversation is political commentator T.K. Pue. T.K., a very warm welcome to you. So considering the serious nature of these allegations, what's the impact or likely impact on her political career, particularly with the high-profile position as National Assembly Speaker?
Well, afternoon. Thanks for having me. In the short term, there has to be due consideration given to her stepping down so that I think the office she holds of being Speaker doesn't get impugned. And that's in the short term. But long term, we have to remember this is somebody who was already on the way out. So it's not as though the ANC at this point is going to be losing somebody who is a heavyweight, and her constituency is not such that the ANC is going to suffer if she were to actually suffer, let's say, the legal ramifications of her actions.
So they're not really going to rally around her and support, because also the optics are bad for the party, aren't they?
Exactly, especially as, I think we've sort of forgotten because of everything that's happened within the ANC, but the president was once seen as somebody who said that he's going to do things differently.
But it couldn't come at a worse time for the ruling party, given that we are now in full election mode. This is going to be seized on, no doubt, with the degree of absolute glee by opposition parties if they haven't started doing so already.
Yes, I think the saying here is it's like the ANC is a gift that keeps on giving. But the key question that many people are going to be asking, and I think seeing, is, you know, how the ANC spins this. Because at the end of the day, I think they can't be seen now to almost like saying the law must expedite this, like they're manipulating it. So I think maybe because of the slowness of our prosecution system, because if I'm not mistaken, having listened to their interview, this is something that should have long really been put together and put to bed and come to the fore.
I mean, this is 10 years. This reels back 10 years. Again, it raises all sorts of questions about investigative capability and the will to push through with something like this, which in many respects is a hot potato.
And yes, I think that's always been the frustration, not just, I think, for me, but maybe for most South African citizens. Is it's one thing for somebody in South Africa, it seems, to say, listen, you've done this, especially for political figures. The frustration comes in to say, okay, look, when does the wheel of justice actually move? And look, I think the hope should be whether the person is innocent or guilty, because that's not really what it focuses on. But can we actually see the legal authorities actually moving and doing work? Because if really this does go on for another 10 years, then I think we really probably just have to blow up a lot of these NPAs and just basically start from fresh.
But TK, politically, the African National Congress is going to have to find a way to spin this positively. What do you think the conversation is in Lithuli House right now in that respect?
Well, I think what they're going to simply do, and this is the only spin I can see this going through, is they're going to say, listen, this is where you guys see us being the public, see the step-aside rule work. This is how we implement it. That's the only thing they can really do to show that, listen, we as a party are acting. Because again, owing to the allegations and the fact that this is not really a heavyweight in the ANC circle, they're probably also counting the cost to say, listen, maybe silence here might be better. The only thing we can give off is to say, look, the step-aside rule is seen to be working. We've asked her to step aside and to go handle her legal issues.
Now, beyond the immediate legal and political consequences for her and for the party, I'm just wondering if, and this is a big deal, this story, what the long-term repercussions might be for this incident, particularly on the political landscape in South Africa. Is it too soon to start saying that we might see significant changes on how ethical breaches are now addressed in the political arena? Or is this just another incident that might be swept usefully under the carpet?
It's sad to say, but we've had so many of these types of incidents involving, you know, ANC bigwigs, that I'm afraid to say this is probably one of, it's another glossary of the mistakes the ANC seems to be making. And there's nothing that kind of tells me that, listen, this is almost the mantra. This is the Rubicon there, where they say, listen, we're doing things differently. if anything, we, and as a citizens, what we want to probably see is our law enforcement agencies actually now starting to work. Because we've always been told that, listen, they needed funding, they needed this and that, and we've not really seen fruits or the evidence of this. So for us as citizens, I think it's more of a bigger issue where we actually want to see these law enforcement agencies work. For the ANC, unfortunately, this has become the stock in trade that they have these types of individuals within them.
And just a sign of ongoing decay within the social and moral fabric of the organization.
No, I think this started long, long, long ago. I always make the argument that if we read a lot of the books, especially from the 90s, the highlights of the ANC was starting to be accused of this owing to how they were using some of the money they were receiving from funders and Liberation Times. It's just that it was masked by having great leaders like Ora Tambo. But this, I always say, this is not new. I don't think you walk into corruption and decide to invent it. This has got a genesis, and I think it's longer than the last 10 years.
All right, TK Puir, thank you very much indeed. And my thanks as well to Erica Gibson. This is Money Web at Midday.